you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Both colors. Making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare, we're trying to provide housing for Black Americans, the impact of on the choice, the idea that they're going to, I'm proposing that everybody, they pay, the millionaires pay 1%. So no one after, I've not raised the cost of Social Security for anybody. I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a 6. And wants to get away with, get rid of the ability of Medicare for us to be able to negotiate drug prices with the big pharma companies. What I'm going to do is fix the tax system. For example, we have 1,000 trillionaires in America. Billionaires in America. No one was hurt. No one Israeli was accidentally killed, and it just stopped. And I'm going to continue to move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers. I went to the World War I cemetery he refused to go to. He was standing with his 4-star general, and he told me, he said, I don't want to go in there because they're a bunch of losers and suckers. My son was not a loser, was not a sucker. You're the sucker. You're the loser.
President Trump?
First of all, that was a made-up quote, suckers and losers. They made it up. It was in a third-rate magazine that's failing, like many of these magazines. He made that up. He put it in commercials. We've notified him. We had 19 people that said I didn't say it. And think of this. Who would say I'm at a cemetery or I'm talking about our veterans? Because nobody's taken better care. I'm so glad this came up and he brought it up. There's nobody that's taken better care of our soldiers than I have. To think that I would, in front of generals and others, say suckers and losers. We have 19 people that said it was never said by me. It was made up by him, just like Russia was made up, just like the 51 intelligence agents are made up, just like the new thing with the 16 economists are talking. It's the same thing. 51 intelligence agents said that the laptop was Russia disinformation. It wasn't. That came from his son, Hunter. It wasn't Russia disinformation. He made up the suckers and losers, so he should apologize to me right now.
A 4-star general standing to your side who was on your staff who said you said it, period. That's number one. And number two, the idea that I have to apologize to you for anything along the line. We've done more for veterans than any president has in American history. And they now are in their family. The only sacred obligation we have as a country is to care for our veterans when they come home and their families and equip them when they go to war. That's what we're doing. That's what the VA is doing now. They're doing more for veterans than ever before in our history.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What I grew up, and I got a chance to do it. We now take you live to Jack Posobiec.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, you just spent an hour, Jack. I think it was very important to do. I did the same thing before you got in here, saying, hey, we had a big victory, but they're going to strike back. But now the numbers are coming. You were just saying during the break. Full panic mode. Warren Buffett has come out and said he has nothing to do with Bill Gates and his foundation, meaning Bill Gates is about to get in a lot of trouble. That's a big article out of CNBC News that we'll be getting to. We've got the Border Patrol Union saying we all do not support you. Biden is a liar. We've got a new Trump video you just sent them about locking these criminals up.
No. Biden saying that he'll have Trump locked up.
Yeah.
This is by, and we'll get the video in a second.
Well, as soon as I have the video, we just talked 30 seconds ago. Yeah. As soon as we have the video, let me know in my ear you have it, guys. All right. So this moment is major because they tried to prop up Biden. They thought they could continue him. Now they admit that's not the case. How would you quantify this moment we're in right now?
We're in an incredibly dangerous moment. We are in a chaos point right now because the power vacuum at the center. Look. The United States government, the regime that controls the United States government, is supposed to be sacrosanct. It's supposed to be stable. It is supposed to be in total control. There's never supposed to be a threat or a gaping maw at the center of that. And yet, with Joe Biden's debate performance last night, suddenly he lost the political capital of the presidency. And that's something that had been propped up, as we explained over and over again, by what do they call it? Cheap fake media, that had been propped up by intelligence apparatchiks, that had been propped up by oligarchs. Now we know that all of the money they spent propping up Biden has been completely lost. And
so now there's a power vacuum.
They flipped the switch to say he won't leave because they've been trying to get him to step down. Remember, they didn't want him to run. They wanted him to step down. They wanted Kamala to be the candidate, or at least have one, or maybe Newsom come up and Buttigieg or some other thing. But he refused, and really it was Joe Biden who refused. We reported this Human Events Daily day in, day out for 2 years straight, even on the very first episode of my own program. This is what we talked about. And we used to call it the shade war, that they didn't want him to run again, that they wanted it to be one term. They wanted him to make some announcement 7 months ago about how, well, you know, I've been thinking about it and taking some time for the family and I had a good run and made it to the presidency, but I'm going to get out.
So classically, their own internal...
They refused.
Their own political power struggles are undoing them.
Their own political power struggles are undoing. So they couldn't get him to agree to it. This is the big problem, because the way the Democrat structure is set up at the DNC, that unless he agrees to step down, they can't replace him. There's no function for them to be able to do so, even if they throw the, because he already won the primary. And so if he's already won the primary, he's already got the delegates. All the superdelegates are pledged. So they're trying to find some other means to get rid of him. That's why they turn on the fire hose of the media. That's why they flip the kill switch on Biden. They're going to try to do anything. Biden, on the reverse side now,
threatens World War III.
He's threatening World War III. He's threatening to have President Trump locked up. Did they say they have that clip?
Yeah, they have the clip. Here is the clip. I got it backwards. We were talking during a 1 minute break.
Because people need to understand.
Describe this clip. Happened. This is a big deal.
This just happened.
Yeah, I was getting coffee during the break, and I saw him on TV saying something, and I missed it. And he was just saying it.
And right, because it's usually that chant, lock him up, lock him up. You usually think that's a Trump crowd, and we know that Trump's got a rally
about Hillary. Yeah,
here about Hillary. This is the opposite. This is a Biden crowd that's chanting, lock him up, lock him up. And then Biden responds, confirming it.
Here it is.
He's got more trials coming up. Time for that. Look.
That is invaluable to Trump, them showing it's purely political,
there's
which
time
we all
that.
Know.
There's an appointed time, Alex. There's an appointed time. The time has been appointed. We know that he's going to be locked up. What did we just talk about last hour prior to Biden coming out and saying...
When is Trump sentencing? July
11th. That's what he means, is that July 11th is coming in. Juan Merchan, who was the hand-selected judge for this. Don't even tell me that, it's just a random algorithm choice of the clerks. No, come on.
Why doesn't Trump just go to, like, Texas... and have the governor say we're not putting up with this as a constitutional crisis and force the Supreme Court to override this? Or I think Trump's going to be Christ-like. He's going to go to Rikers.
Trump doesn't, because, and you saw him last night, Trump knows how many patriots would die in a Civil War scenario. He knows that the Civil War was the bloodiest war in our history. He knows.
And that's why he was so strong. He was sad when he walked out there.
Look, he knew what he had to do. And you can tell, by the way, that, look, Trump's the guy, he wants a fair fight. He wants to go in there and throw some haymakers, and he wants someone who's on his level. And he said, this guy, he's already defeated himself. This guy is not a threat. And so
Trump
was almost magnanimous.
He will report to prison. But you're saying it on the 11th.
Now, will he report is an interesting question. Will he report? Look, I think what you're hearing now is President Joe Biden is giving direct orders and certainly putting direct influence. I thought for sure they'd be doing this behind the scenes, by the way. I thought this would be, you know, the phone calls and the smoke-filled back rooms. But no, Joe Biden is doing it in public at a rally in Raleigh, North Carolina. He's telling them affirmatively what he's going to do with Merchan. He said, there's a time for that.
Yeah, and they already tried to take Trump off the ballot. So this will send him even 10 points higher.
And Alex, too. What happened? What is July 11th? July 11th is the Thursday before the Monday of the start of the invocation of the Republican National Convention. So don't think for a second that Nikki Haley and the Uniparty isn't looking at that and saying, if he's been sentenced, is there any way that we can use this to our ends to put maybe someone else?
And then they staged terror attacks and say conservatives did it, and they caused civil war and martial law. We'll play the clip back to back twice again. This is so big. Here it is.
He's got more trials coming up. Time for that.
Look at his smile.
His only hope. Look at that.
Look at that smile.
He's got more trials coming up.
He actually doesn't have more trials coming up, by the way.
Look at all these hopeless women, too.
Look.
Cheering their pedophile god. You couldn't make something up this epic. That's why they say, Jack, truth is stranger than fiction. This is so insane.
If we wrote this in a Hollywood script, it would get rejected. They say this is ridiculous. It never happened. You'd never have someone go from a debate like that to then coming out and calling for the arrest and the imprisonment of the man who... That's how bad he got beat last night, is that he's calling for his opponent to literally be imprisoned, and he's willing to do so. So this, by the way, Alex, they know that this could potentially be the trigger for a civil war scenario. They want civil war. They want the civil unrest. They want to do anything to shut down this election. They know that in a fair fight, one-on-one, mano-a-mano, stand up, stand down, that Joe Biden goes down.
No, I totally agree, but look how freaked out he looked at the rally.
He's terrified. He's absolutely terrified because he knows what happened the night before. He knows that he doesn't have it left.
And his own party wants him gone.
He knows what the stakes are. He knows that the kill switch has been engaged. And so he's responding. And Alex, this is exactly what I said. He's responding with anger, and he's responding with escalating. Now, there's escalation.
For 3 months, when I was like 16, I was an exterminator. And we would go spray a house with poison. All of a sudden, the roaches would start flopping around, acting all weird. He looks like a poison cockroach. Like, he knows he's politically gone, so he's just kind of wandering around right now.
Right. But then, now imagine, though, if the cockroach had sentience and the cockroach had the ability to fight back.
And to launch nuclear war.
And launch nuclear war and knew that you were coming for them.
So an angry cockroach would blow the planet up.
Blow the planet up, would launch the country into a civil domestic disturbances, would launch civil unrest.
Well, that's the thing. The globalists, the CIA former director says, the number one threat is conservative Christians. They're the enemy. They're terrorists. Mainstream news, I read it last hour. No, you're the threat, Michael Hayden. You people did this. You're your biggest danger. You're the problem.
Remember, Christian nationalism, appeal to heaven, anyone who prays the rosary, anyone who's got a rosary, anyone who goes to church, anyone who believes in, and by the way, and I'll talk about this, it believes in active Christianity, meaning actually bringing those Christian morals back into the public space. Look, they freaked out when I talked about this at CPAC back in February. They said, Jack Posobiec is the Christian nationalist leader of America. He's going to overthrow democracy with Christian values. Excuse me. This is a Christian nation. It's always been a Christian nation. It was a Christian nation at the founding. It remains a Christian nation. And the only reason you won't admit it is because you've taken it out of the public square and you've replaced it with pedophilia. You've replaced it with grooming. You've replaced it with trans, drag, woke.
And I want to be clear.
Story hour.
Whatever the system attacks, we shouldn't run from scared. We should embrace. And I think that's what Trump's finally getting, TPUSA action, having me there. They already know this, but it's the understanding.
That was cool, by the way.
Well, thanks for doing that. That was cool. The point is they're understanding. Stop being afraid of being the rebel when Satan's in charge. If Satan's in control, you've got to be a rebel. Stop being afraid of CNN attacking you. They're a joke. They're a paper tiger.
Resistance to tyranny is allegiance to God. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. These people want to set themselves up as unhuman demigods on this world. They want to rule over you. They want to rule over your lives. They want to rule over your families. They want to rule over your children. They want to take your children from you and put them with the drag queens, put them in foster homes, put them with gay parents, whatever it is, to indoctrinate them, to hate you, to insult you. This is what they did it in China throughout the 19th. I got the book right here. They did it throughout China to the children, and they used the children to torture the parents. That's how much they indoctrinated them, Alex, to torture and kill their own parents, their own flesh.
And give me an overhead shot. Xi Jinping's own sister got beat to death in front of him.
Yes.
He defended it. He got promoted. Yes. The LGBTQIA pedophile 2S indoctrination makes kids homosexual, study shows. No kidding. They're literally grooming them, men in clown suits.
And now how many of them have killed their own parents?
Massive.
We see it again and again. We see these indoctrinated groomed children turn trans, and then they kept, what, there was one, was it in Texas or was Utah?
This all
week,
the time.
This week there was just one, and then it was on the run, and it was Utah. And then they said they put out the APB, and they put out the APB looking for a woman because the police are so totally indoctrinated that they said, oh, well, the description is it's a woman. They identify as a woman. That's what everybody was looking for, but it was actually a dude. It was actually a dude who had killed his parents. They couldn't even find him because the police didn't want to be accused of spreading hate speech when you're looking for a mass murderer of their own parents.
And again, we've got to call the bullying and say, folks, it's 100 times worse to keep giving in the bullying.
We'll just run to the red states. And they say, we'll just run to the red state. How red is Utah's the reddest state there is? Utah's completely red. It's like an 80% state. And they still can do this in Utah. They've got the transgenders killing their parents. They got the transgenders shooting up Christian schools. Understand, you're looking at a system. You're looking at a playbook
and a cult
that's been run again and again. It is a cult of death. It is anti-humanity at its core. And it's anti-humanity in order to establish a new order of totalitarian total control and total dominance. They've used it again and again. Look, the names change, the technology changes, the level of warfare changes. It's not the 1930s anymore. It's not the 40s. It's not the 60s or 70s. It's a new
world. Well, any modern eradication of fire ants or whatever it is attacks the biology.
Yes.
And that's all this is. So if you had Jack Posobiec to score this as a football game.
A biopsychological warfare.
What quarter are we in? Who's winning?
Look, Alex, we're in the fourth corner. And this was predicted by the authors of The Fourth Turning. So we are at the 80-year inflection point right now. Remember, 80 years ago was what? D-Day, Normandy, World War II.
That was the last order.
That was the last turning. Now, 80 years plus, what happened on D-Day today? That's the day Steve Bannon was sentenced. That's the day where they said, you must report. You will conduct us 80 years to the day, June 6, 2024. So to all those people who say, oh, the Neil Howe, and that's a bunch of pseudoscience. I said, He called it 80 years to the day.
But I mean, humans go in cycles, and this is a mega turning.
So we are now in this. So we are in the churn. So the question is that when some now what Trump's trying to do, in a way that I think only he can do, is try to off-ramp this as much as possible. Because the turning is this. The turning is we're going from a system of United States and Western-backed hegemony. So the Western Atlanticist collective West hegemony over the world into an era of multipolarity. Now, it's very easy for that to be turned into warfare by demonizing the countries that are...
And the Western Empire's attempts to maintain control has accelerated the move to the Precisely. Brink.
And so if you try to push that, you will fuse all of those countries against you because they're responding to the provocations. They're responding to saying, wait, we want our freedom. We want to be nations.
Now, the obvious answer is the West should back off.
So Trump, that's what Trump is trying to do. Trump doesn't want the United States to be a global empire. Trump is attempting to restore the nation state. And because America, going back to the founding, as you just talked about, Alex, very presciently, George Washington and his band of rebels, and this was an incredibly, the Revolutionary Wars, and 4th of July is coming up, of course, it was incredibly bloody. But not only was it in a war for freedom, it wasn't a philosophical, you know, it was just this debate between a couple of, you know, aristocrats in the 1770s. No, it was a war. People died. People were killed. People were mutilated. People were tortured over this. And George Washington understood that the only way that America could survive was to unplug from the globalist system of his time. That was called at the time the British Empire. That was the globalist international system. So what we've done since World War II is recreate a version of the British Empire that is sort of controlled by the U.S. infrastructure that's got its tangled octopus tentacles all over.
By the way, Winston Churchill wrote 3 books. They're... History of the British peoples admitting all that.
Oh, yeah.
By the way,
this is something I'm telling you.
Did you just see the video of him with Jill today? How he is blasted. I mean, he is out of his gourd. So
there's the handler. There's the handler right there. Jersey Jill. She knows this is her last stand, too. Oh, she loves it. Look how much she loves it. She loves it. I don't care that my husband is a squash. I don't care at all because I get to wear my vote dress. Vote, vote, vote. No, nobody's voting for you, Jersey.
Yeah,
Jill.
She's like a cheerleader doing backflips at a football game. Like to her, it's all cutesy. When he's like, I'll start World War III right now.
See, oh,
literally, that vegetable.
Because she wants the trappings of office. She wants the power. She's addicted to that. Look, Alex, when I was younger, when I was still a student, and then I started working at the University of Pennsylvania, I would see them all the time at the galas. I would see the Jill. And this is when, so Biden was the vice president then, and she's the second lady of the United States. And she's out there, and he was her arm candy. He's the arm candy to her. She don't care about him. She wants to be the one that everybody comes to, and Amy Gutman.
And she's not even worried. She doesn't even understand MIRV technology or cruise missiles or submarines.
No.
She has.
She doesn't care about any of that. Biotech. She just knows that she wants the good life. This is it's like in Hunger Games where they've got the capital and then the districts. And so the capital is waging horrific warfare on all the districts. And in the capital, they've got the pink hair and they've got their glitzy parties. That's what she wants. She doesn't care about the people out there. She's going to be at that stand and then she's going to go back.
And that's
home.
The exact historical thing of disconnected elites that inherit power.
Precisely.
Waging war on people.
Precisely, Alex. And this is part of the imbalance that you see in a lot of these aristocracies because they don't want to listen to the grievances of the people. And when they don't listen to the grievance of the people, who comes around? The tyrants. That's how Lenins get traction. That's how people like the communists in Spain get traction that were totally backed by.
Exactly. Don't the corrupt elites think in their lawyer vacuum they're going to conjure the tyrant?
Right. They say we're going to, and then they'll even think, by the way, okay, here come these crazies, they're bubbling up, but we're just going to use them. We're going to use these freaks. We're going to use Antifa and BLM and all these things. We're going to use them to target Alex Jones and Jack Posobiec and Donald Trump. We're going to use them to target patriots, target the people that are in our way. But all of a sudden, and by the way, Joe Biden might have just found that out last night, that the Mensheviks always get slaughtered by the Bolsheviks. The Mensheviks are the first first ones against the wall. It's always the younger generation of revolutionaries that takes out the older generation. Go look what Stalin did to Trotsky. Go ask Trotsky about the Mexican ice pick if you want to see how that works out. So the younger generation that becomes more brutal, that becomes more revolutionary, that becomes more ruthless, they are the ones that then throw.
Well, that's what the elites don't get is
and that's what we're watching right now.
I agree.
Real time today
is detente and chivalry and republic is to protect everybody.
Yes.
And the globalists get rid of that for control against the regular establishment that wants prosperity. Then they remove the ecosystem that made them successful.
Precisely. So you have a situation there where in seeking to maintain total control, and the unhumans do this inherently because they view anyone who is successful, anyone who has, for lack of a better term, built something
as a threat.
And by the way, and we haven't even mentioned it, but it's never about equality and justice and equity. That's all. Those are all just marketing terms. Okay. Those are just marketing terms that they use to cover up for the real purpose for their machinations. Then the real purpose is avarice. It is greed. It is hate. It's
monopoly.
It's monopoly. And that's the thing is
a true capitalist person thinks of more wealth, more people, more deals, more success for everybody. A communist or a Jacobin thinks of any competition as bad.
And how can I, and more importantly, how can I destroy those people that have been successful? Because it's like you have we were talking about this earlier. It's like you have a town and at one end of the town, there's always that one house that's bigger than everybody else's. And, you know, other people might think, oh, that's a great house, you know, and I want to have a house like that someday. So I'm going to work hard, or maybe I'll start a business, or maybe I'll do something to be successful. But then you got another guy who's a rabble rouser saying, you know what? Let's go kill that guy and his family and take all of their stuff. And that's the reason that you don't have more. That's the reason that you guys at the other end of town are living in crap, because this guy stole it from
the truth is the big house becomes an example to build even better houses around it.
Exactly. So
they don't get that.
Could be we could all build our houses up and have great towns, or even we found our own town, by the way, and then you get to be the leader of that town. But they don't want to think that way. They want to kill you and take your stuff, and they want to kill your children and rape your wife, and they will do
anything. And again, because you're not evil, folks, you can't believe it, but it's a historical fact. These people exist.
Because you can, and we go through chapter and verse and chapter again.
I can't wait to read the book. Give me
around the world. One. I'll give you another one.
Oh, here it is, right here. Yeah, it's under paper. I can't wait to read it. It comes out in like 5 days, 4 days. Unhumans, Jack Posobiec. Everybody should get the book right now. Where do they get it?
Unhumansbook.com, Amazon, Books a Million, Barnes & Noble. Until we're banned, it's up on all those places. We've got a couple editions left of the Steve Bannon signed copies. Look, if you want to understand the playbook that's being run now, if you want to understand the system, we cracked their codes. And we give you, and most importantly, the system to fight back.
Yeah, that's the key last chapter. I'm going to read it this weekend. But plus,
a lot of people are telling me they read the last chapter first.
Sending this to number one is a big F you to them.
Look, if this goes number one, they're going to be terrified. They're going to be even more terrified.
It's going to go number one right now. Your show last night with 12 million viewers.
It's been doing well. It's been doing well.
You have done well, Lord Vader.
Yes, yes. Good, good. Everything is proceeding as I have proceeded.
We'll be right back with Jack Posobiec. He's hosting the fourth hour.
Uh-oh.
Stay with us.
People don't know, by the way, so, you know, and I'll say this again, that many moons ago, when I was just getting started in all of this, that I remember I used to come on with Alex in 2016 is when we started doing it. Met you at the RNC in Cleveland. We did the rally by the river.
Yeah.
With Roger and everyone's there. And Diamond and Silk were there. That was great.
Coming out here despite all the threats and exercising your sacred First Amendment, we salute you. InfoWars salutes you, and you are part of history. You are the future. God bless you.
USA!
Back then, even before I was at One America, I used to host Hour 4. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you'd be like, and I didn't even know you back then. And I was just some guy, and you're like, hey, your microphone's not good. So guys, Alex Jones sends me my first microphone that I've got set up in like a spare bedroom in the house. And I'm doing it over my laptop and goes, oh yeah, I need someone to host Hour 4. So get in there, you just do it. I was like, what do you want me to talk about? Yeah, it's wherever you want, I gotta go. And I'm like, I'm just some guy at that point. You know, I had been through 2016, and we had met, et cetera, et cetera.
No, but you were a smart guy.
But my point, though, is that people don't realize how much Alex does behind the scenes to help people. People don't realize how much that Alex is just generous with his time, generous with his resources, and that's aside. And by the way, spends time with your family. And, you know, something that I've always tried to say is, like, there's this media caricature of Alex Jones, and I'm like, that's not the guy that I've ever met. I've never met him. I've spent plenty of time with him. I've never met this guy. He sounds crazy. I don't know that I'd want to meet the guy that they take you out to be, because that's just not you. And so I just want to take the opportunity real quick to just say thank you for all the help that you gave me when I was getting started.
Well, thank you, Jack. But it wasn't because you were like, I was just, you were a talented, smart guy, and we're making great points. I'm like, well, hey, you need to get on air and you need to do more. We're going to go to break. He's going to take over. Abbott plugged in 3 hours. If we don't do that, we'll be gone. Infowarsstore.com, big sale. Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock. X2 back in stock. So pray for us. Infowarsstore.com. DrJonesNaturals.com. My dad 2 years ago said they're going to shut you down. He already developed the supplements. He went and set up a warehouse in North Austin. He's there, and he was right. So great products there. We've got the Next Level Foundational Energy. We've got the 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force and all the Nano Silver products. We've got the Rocket Rest Sleep Aid. It's so amazing. We've got the Top Brain Incredible Nootropic. Check it all out, the Nano Silver products, everything at drjonesnaturals.com. But let me tell you, Jack.
Well, Alex, when you're working hard and you got a bunch of back-to-back flights, what's good? What should I go for?
These supplements are all so strong, I barely take them, but they all really work well. I take them all. I haven't taken any today. I should have, because I was up till 2 a.m. last night. But they're all excellent. They're all just clones of already best-selling products. Right,
I want to get some before I get back on that plane. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now what you want.
I can keep rocking and rolling.
I'm going to tell you what you want right now.
Yeah?
You want... No, that's Rocket Rush. You need to sleep.
No. Well, I'm going to take that later tonight.
You want Next Level Foundational Energy.
There it is. Let me see.
And it's there's no speed in that. It's a methyl folate to break down.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
It's methyl folate to break down of what's in spinach.
There's a lot in here, too.
The folic acid. Yeah, yeah.
There's a ton in here.
The point is, it's a great product.
This isn't one of the ones where they, put the cotton in on the top so you only get a little bit. This is full.
You're nice to support us.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The year?
Another word.
Is 2024.
Another time.
America is on the verge of total war with Russia. International CIA-run pedophile rings.
Another war.
Using blackmail for total control.
Another time.
But across the planet, humanity is awakening. And the center of the storm is America.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So the last month, the desperation to shut down InfoWars, to me, I don't really think about myself, not out of some great altruism, but I know I'm not that important in the full scheme, but I've been targeted because a major move is happening, a full coup against the last vestiges of the Republic because the people are waking up. So, Jack, we just spent an hour and a half. You'll be hosting the next hour by yourself. You did an incredible job, I know. You just had the record 12.5. It's growing. I checked earlier, like 14 million views right now on your analysis last night of the debate. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
CNN only had 3 million viewers. This just shows how weak they are and how people are looking for the truth. And they even tried to take down Rumble, but that didn't matter. But let's talk about...
Thanks to Elon.
Let's talk, speak to that if you want, whatever you want to say. But let's speak to the positive stuff. Because any military operation against tyranny, we want to get overconfident. We spent an hour and a half, and I did before you got here an hour. We didn't even talk before you came on, except for a few text messages. I was on the same page. Let's not start celebrating yet. We haven't won this yet. But, yeah, they're going to try to replace Biden. They're doing that. We predicted it. But at the same time, it does show how weak they are. And I look in their eyes. They are collapsing. It's like they're running away right now. I'm sure they'll strike back, but I think we should also spend some time Well, now they tried to prop up Biden, say he was the smartest guy in the world, and now they've totally turned on him. We've got a compilation we'll post on X. It'll go viral. We're premiere it here in a moment. But spend a few minutes, though, for everybody out there on the positive that you saw last night.
Ladies and gentlemen out there in the audience, you made that happen last night. You have brought this regime to the brink of their precipice of full and total collapse. We would not be here if not for the people specifically of the Alex Jones audience, if not for the people of the Patriot movement, if not for Alex Jones for 30 years speaking out of the ills of this regime. We would not be here without the support that you have given to his
exactly. The people
so
did the groundwork.
This was unthinkable 30 years ago. It was unthinkable that a movement could come in on through a populist lane, not left, not right, but up and down, globalist versus nationalist. Do we want to be a global empire of the New World Order, or do we want to be the nation state that America was always founded to be? Did we want to check out from the global order? That was what the 4th of July was all about. That's what 1776 was all about, control of your own destiny. And you can't have control of your own destiny when you are completely involved in the destiny.
When you're ruled by an empire 4,000 miles away.
Yes. It's impossible. It's completely impossible. There's no way.
So we're reliving the American destiny, and we're having a major victory.
In a way, because if you take the fourth turnings back, it actually does give you 1776. And in a small way, the thread of the Americanism of Valley Forge, the valor of what happened during there that winter when Washington's forces were starving, when they had nothing, when the British had taken New York and Trenton and Philadelphia and New York.
Their shoes fell apart. They were made out of leather. They kept fighting.
They stayed out there. They stayed through that winter. And then after that, they launched the crossing of the Delaware and took the fight to the British in Trenton and then all the way into Princeton, too, by the way. Princeton University, as a matter of fact. And they were able to be victorious.
And by the way, it's not just American historians. When Washington, with a few thousand troops, attacks a German Hessian force three times the size right before dawn, the Germans panicked. They said, we had 1,000 people shooting at him at 200 yards away, and we couldn't hit him. They were, like, scared.
And Washington would say it was the hand of Providence. That it was the hand of Providence that came through. There were a bunch of times, by the way, that happened to him during
more than 20 of his troops froze to death that night.
Yeah, during the French Indian Wars, there were a number of times where Washington was shot out when he was riding horse, and they would go through his petticoat, and they would go through the coat, and he would come out, and there would be bullet holes from the shot, from the grape shot that went through, and it never hit him, And the Indians would tell stories of, we've always had a prophecy that there would be a great leader who would come against us who would never be able to be taken out in battle.
It's amazing. It actually happened. God was protecting him.
There's no other question. There's no other question that God raises people up in certain places at certain times. If you read the Bible, and it's very clear in the Bible that God raises up imperfect vessels, that he works through imperfect vessels. Saul, King David, turning Saul. Saul of Tarsus. And so God uses this again and again and again to show his power in order to turn the imperfect into a vessel for the perfect. And so when you understand the animating situation that we're in right now, because there's no question.
Well, that happened at Trenton. They literally 1,000 troops had already gotten out of several thousand. They're all shooting right at him. They can't hit him. They panicked.
They break. They flee. He's able to get the beachhead. He's able to cross over. So if you don't think that God has a hand in all of this, then you haven't been paying attention. There's no reason that they would target. And if they weren't worried about God, they wouldn't be targeting all the Christians and all the believers, by the way, if they weren't worried about God, if God was.
Because they're scared of that power.
Have any of this. They're scared of the one power. What scares the demons more than anything else is God. Because as creations, they are still subject to the orders of the Creator. They're still subject, even as demons.
In the Bible, the devil has to go to God and ask permission.
Right. He has to go to God, and so he must obey a direct command from God. There's no way around that as a demon, as a member of that class, the fallen angel. So even though they have their ability to rebel, they still can't.
They only have ability when we give up God and let them manipulate us.
Well, so, and this is actually, to get it on a theological level, when the fallen angels and demons and Satan realized that they couldn't take the throne on head on, they try that, they lose, they fail. They say, well, but what we can do then is God has this experiment that he's working on here on earth. And that experiment is humanity. And he wants humans, and he gave humans free will, and he gave humans animating liberty. And they said, well, if we can weaken free will, and if we can weaken their connection to God, we can defeat God through weakening his creations, through weakening their connection in their souls and in their heart to God. And so that's the way that they wage war against God now. They wage war on his creations, which is all of us. That's why they're so out for you. They don't care about you. They don't care about your children. They hate God.
That's right. When they hurt a child, they sacrifice a child, it's to hurt God.
It's to hurt God. Because that's their ultimate goal. So the ultimate goal through the abortions, their ultimate goal through the deaths in war, their ultimate goal through launching new wars is to hurt God by destroying and damaging his public. You look at Ukraine and Russia. That's a Christian war. That's two Christian nations.
It's Russians killing Russians. Now.
It's, well, it's Slavs versus Slavs. There's a whole bunch of us, yeah, but yes.
Yeah.
It's you've got a group of people, and people know, you know, my wife is from that area. You've got a group of people that have an indelibly tied history. It's basically a civil war is what I'm getting at. It's a civil war that never should have happened. It's a civil war from brother on brother, cousin on cousin. You've got people, by the
well,
way.
When I say Ukraine's Russian, I know the history. There. Russia was founded in Ukraine.
You're talking about the Kievan Rus.
Yeah.
You're talking about the Kievan Rus and the fact that they all stem, Eastern Europe, Eastern Slavs, all stem from that exact same root. I mean, this was the same country up until about 30 years ago. So it's a country of people. It's all.
Yeah. Why did Lenin give up Ukraine from Russia?
So the reason that Lenin does this, and we get into this a little bit in the book, to be honest, is that he was trying to, because remember, he was against the imperial. So he was against the aristocrats. He was against the Romanovs. He was against the family. And so this idea was that he would take all the disparate groups that were in the Russian Empire and say, I'm going to give you freedom. I'm going to give you freedom in a national movement. So the Ukrainians at this point, who are really the Galatians in Western, what is now Western Ukraine, centered around Lvov, he said, I'm going to give you freedom. I'm going to give you your own country. And to the Finno-Baltics and to the Siberians and to the Tatars and the Kazakhs and again and again and again, the Bulgars, all throughout various points of Russia. Now, of course, none of them actually get so, because your freedom only comes through the United system of Soviet republics. And through the United Socialist Soviet Republics, the USSR, what was it? You have my freedom. And my freedom comes through you bowing down to the USSR and to the communist state. So yes, he administratively does this as a trick to say, I'm anti-imperial on the front end, but then on the back end, he makes them all submit to the USSR.
And you get a communist imperium.
And now you have a communist empire where when Lenin goes down, it's really Stalin who comes in, because when he looks at World War II, his idea is, how do I expand my communist holdings? How do I get all of Eastern Europe? How do I get all
of
China?
How does he exploit the next state?
Korea? How do I get more? And then Stalin goes and he gets FDR to eat out of his hand. And he gets FDR, who's just as invalid and decrepit and completely resigning, completely mentally gone as Joe Biden is right now. Churchill tries a little bit at the end to put Stalin in a box, but it doesn't work. It doesn't work completely because Churchill's gone on along with this as well. So Stalin is the one who ends up coming out as the major victor of World War II. You have communism, and he tried to get Spain, but they were stopped by a guy named General Franco, who we talk about in the book.
And the left loved Russia until 1991, 99, and once they move away,
Jamie
now they...
Raskin's father. Jamie Raskin, who was the head of the Jan 6 committee, he was the head of the impeachers, he was the chief inquisitor for all of these hearings. Jamie Raskin's father, Marcus Raskin, was a chief Bolshevik collaborator. He was a guy in Washington, D.C., who said, we need to work with the Soviets. We need to put together these coalitions. We need to find ways to work together. And the entire thing...
And now Russia, how much has Russia thrown off the old Bolshevik system?
Well, so the Bolsheviks don't really exist in any meaningful sense anymore in Russia. Putin is clearly in the vein of the previous system. He's clear, and he's a national.
By the way, look how evil Raskin's dad looks. Just put him up there. Just keep going.
You got the dad. And there you go. So there you go. This, you're looking at a Bolshevik, folks. These are the Bolsheviks. These are, and a lot of these guys, by the way, end up being Trotskyites. They end up being people like Victoria Nuland's, by the way, her family was thrown out of the Odessa region. Victoria Nuland's family was thrown out of the Odessa region by Stalin. That's why they're obsessed with Russia so much.
Because he kicked
That's
their ass.
That's why they want their Russia. So it's not that they're not communists. They're just a different faction of the communists.
They're Trotskyites, not Stalinists. So I want to play this clip. We put it together. You were mentioning it an hour and a half ago. About how they're, you said you put a compilation together of them worshiping Biden months ago. He's the smartest guy in the world. Now he's the dumbest. This is the 360 they just did. Here's the clip.
Listen, if anybody in America thinks that that was even close to being an okay debate by Joe Biden,
he's the problem.
I'm living in a parallel universe.
The universal reaction was somewhere approaching panic.
Right now, as we speak, there is a deep, a wide and a very aggressive panic in the Democratic Party.
There's a full-on panic about this performance.
Biden had a terrible night. He could not land a thought, not even in the closing statement, which is something that's the easiest part. Write down a few words, go through the thoughts.
That was an unmitigated disaster for President Biden from the second he walked out to the closing statement.
Again, it was terrible. It was terrible.
That was painful.
There's no way to spin it.
This was a debate that your campaign wanted. You pushed for this debate at this moment. You can't honestly say, can you say that you are not concerned at all having watched the president's performance tonight?
It was a slow start. That's obvious to everyone. I'm not going to debate that point.
Yeah, look, it was a really disappointing debate performance from Joe Biden. I don't think there's any other way to slice it.
President Biden seeming extremely feeble, seeming extremely weak.
The only job that Joe Biden had last night was to reassure America that he was not too old to do the job. And he failed.
Joe Biden's job was to reassure them tonight. His job was to calm his party, to make them feel that, yes, I can do this. I have four more years in me. I have the ability and the stamina and the strength to do four more years. He did not do that.
Joe, you did such a great job. You answered every question. You knew all the facts. And let me ask the crowd, what did Trump do?
This cannot be real life.
All right, let's stop there. I wasn't clear with the crew hours ago. I thought I was. I want the clips. We played it last week of them worshiping him, saying, Joe Scarborough, Arum, he's the smartest guy in the world. He's so smart.
Sharp as a tack.
He's the best. This is the best Biden.
The best Biden. That's right. The best Biden. Yeah.
Guys, just check it on X. This is the best Biden. And then you put that in front of that clip
and when you
to show them 360.
And they kept saying that there was this that there was a secret Biden that we couldn't see in public for somehow. They said, when I have dealings with him, he knows the issues. He knows the issues. That's because that's not what my sources have been saying. My sources were saying from the start that when the Israel war kicked off, that Biden was in briefings and he was getting confused between Israel and Ukraine.
Well, he said the Mexican president was fighting Palestine.
He said all this stuff. The guy does it. He actually thanked North Carolina last night. When he was at his post-debate, he did that with the thing with Jill, when she's up there talking and he's looking, walking around like a kindergartner, special needs kindergartner, and he goes, thank you, North Carolina. I said, no, he wasn't in North Carolina today. He was still in Georgia. He has no idea where he's going. There is no secret Biden. They were lying to you. They were lying to you until the kill switch was flipped. And that's what this montage, when we get it together, and we will, and I'm
going to. Yeah, and we're going to do the montage. It's
that's what it reveals.
This is the best Biden. Just search that. This is the best Biden. Scarborough and a bunch of others. We played the clip last week. It was like 7-8 clips. and then show them saying he's got or he's an idiot now.
That what it proves is that regime media takes orders. That regime media is like, Alex, you and I don't talk beforehand, or we're like, oh, what's your sense of this going to be? What's your take on that story? Do you agree with this? No, we could disagree. We could say whatever we want.
And yeah, no, you're smart. You're interesting. You're going to come on. We're going to have a discussion.
And that's what an actual conversation is like, of a couple of people that are trying to put something together, try to work through history, try to understand these deep hidden secrets. But not the other side. Regime media, corporate media.
By the way, when they sued me in the last 6 years in depositions, they go, who's paying and who gives you orders? And I said, nobody. And the judges defaulted me, saying, we know you're getting orders. That's what the judges said.
They said,
where's the documents?
When I've gotten reached out to a number of times by the feds and their buddies, they always say, so did President Trump, did the White House tell you to tweet that? Did the White House tell you to put that out? I said, well, why did you? They said, no, I didn't. I did that on my own. So why did you post that meme? I said, I like memes. I just like memes.
But see, they only take orders. So to them,
I'm a creative person.
You're like a real boy. You're not Pinocchio that's wooden. They're like, hey, how are you doing your own thing?
Right, because they're telling on themselves, because that's how the media on their side operates. By the way, this is why when the Ukraine war kicked off, that Biden said, we're going to sanction all the oligarchs. And when we sanction the oligarchs will go to Putin and they'll take him out of power. And they'll say that's going to work. Because you go after the oligarchs, you ratchet up the costs on them, you ratchet up the tensions, they'll put pressure on him. And everyone on the Russian side said, you don't understand that that's not how our system works. Our oligarchs over there only have power through Putin. They only have power because they've been appointed, okay, you're going to run the oil and gas, you're going to run the military, you're going to run this, you're going to run that, the Prigozhin and all this. They're run through the oligarch. It's our system is the one that's controlled by the oligarchs. Our system is the one.
Exactly. In Russia, it's not perfect. It's run by the central system. Here, we're actually run by oligarchs.
Right. We're the oligarchy. We're the ones who are run by the people who are operating in secret. We're the ones with the strings.
So now let's talk about Elon Musk. I mean, look.
Well, Elon Musk is the rogue. He's the rogue on all.
Well, I think he, regardless of whether he's good or bad, he sees the old orders going down. He's joining us, whether he's good or bad. It's a symbol of our victory over tyranny that he is completely coming over.
And now you're seeing more and more people following in his wake. A lot of these guys who have gotten a lot of the Silicon Valley money, people who are from
record contributions finally. Trump mainly gets small contributions, but now he's getting Silicon Valley. Exactly. People say, oh, Musk isn't perfect. He's an example for everybody to bandwagon for us. You know, he's real.
Look,
and by the way, you judge a tree by its fruits, as Christ said. I'm not here to defend Musk, okay? I'm not a Muskite. The point is, this is a sign of the system's weakness that he's done this.
He's realizing that the current system is crumbling. And this is a guy who knows how to look around corners. He's always known how to do this. And so he says, this current system is crumbling, and I want to be the first guy out of the gate to be on the ground floor to build whatever comes.
Exactly.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah, the old system's coming to an end, fourth turning. He wants to, exactly, and he's siding with us because we're the future.
Right, because I'm going to side with the side that is forward-looking. I'm going to side with the side that is, and you and I talked about this with him on that X Spaces. We said, we are Team Humanity. We are the team.
And he said, I agree. He said, that's the name.
That's the name right there, Team Humanity. So we're talking about the unhumans, but we're Team Humanity. And this is the response that people have to understand, is that we are human. We want to remain human. We want our children to be human.
We like ourselves. We don't think we're obsolete. So talk about that Spaces 2.5 hours with Musk we did, and subsequent times I've been able. So this, explain the unhumans that say we're unhuman, they're really the unhumans, versus Team Humanity. How do you define that key core?
Well, the key core is very simple, and it goes back to what I was talking about the town. It is, do you want to be the type of person who builds things, who goes out into the world and adventures and discovers and decides to take that, to take what you've learned and apply that to doing something positive in the world and creating something, creating a family, creating a legacy, creating, even if it on the smaller level, just creating a church group or creating a civic group, the civil civic society that we used to have in this country.
Or roofing your house or planting a garden.
Precisely. A garden is a great example. A phantasma. Tanya is an incredible gardener, right? And those are things that are positive and future looking. The unhuman, these disgusting little Brian Stelter, well, he's not that little, freaks. They think, oh, the world is evil. The world is terrible. It's nihilism. And it's these people, these happy people, these builders, it's their fault. I've got to take them out. I've got to, and you can see it on their faces. They're all disgusting.
By the way, I love how the former CIA director Hayden said, we're nihilists and dangerous. They're the nihilists. We're trying to save civilization. But because we're not afraid of them and are willing to die, they call us the most dangerous political force in the world is Republicans because we have a populist beachhead. This is the CIA admitting the Republican Christians are the number one enemy because we are the enemy of you. You're the nihilist. You're the Satanist. You're the nuclear war lovers. You're the threat, not us.
He doesn't even consider the irony that saying that you can't be nihilistic and Christian at the same time. So they're all Christian nationalists and they're also nihilistic. Well, which one is it? Because those are two vastly separate things.
He means we're not afraid.
Correct.
He means we can't be intimidated.
Correct. Yeah. Because a Christian who is someone who has God at the center of their heart, a Christian who knows that Jesus is still on the throne, that Christ is king of the universe, will not be swayed.
And God says, don't have fear, son. Stand up for the children. No matter what happens, you're eternal.
What's the last commandment? Thou shalt not covet. And that commandment stands in the way of all communism. That commandment stands in the way of everything because that's what they want. They are covetous. They want to steal. They want to take. They want to destroy. They want to tear down. They're not builders. They've never built anything. They've never created.
They have
anything.
Hatred for that.
They hate people.
Why they hate women.
Build things. Why they hate women? Because what do they target? Womanhood's most sacred act.
There's nothing act more fabulous than a woman can grow a baby. They're magic. They're holy. And they're attacking it because they hate it.
The most ancient institution that we have records for and through the archaeological record and evidence is the nuclear family. Man, woman, children. Man, woman, children. And we've got bones from hundreds of thousands of years ago. And that's what we find in the caves. It's man, woman.
And it's not politics. It's what we are.
It's what we are. And that is a threat to them because that is what they are against, because they are against humanity itself.
Because they want to be God, and men and women together aren't God, but it's God's work. It's God's ritual. They can't compete against the purity and the ecstasy and the supremacy of the family.
No. So to disrupt, to understand, they say, well, we want the new family. We want the new normal. We want the modern family. What they're doing is trying to overturn the very center core of what makes us human. The woman that is able to produce children is removed. The father that protects the family and leads them and guides them is also removed.
Which is the ultimate team. I'll do 5 more minutes. You take over and host. Get the book Unhumans Now Everywhere by Jack Posobiec. And we need your support too at drjonesnaturals.com.
All right, folks, BrainForce Ultra is back in stock. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Before I started working here at InfoWars, I didn't believe that supplements really worked. I thought these were just products that people consumed for peace of mind and that our body would flush them out. But one of the first products I ever took was BrainForce Plus, which is the capsule version of BrainForce Ultra. And this is actually more powerful than BrainForce Plus. But the first time I ever took BrainForce Plus, I noticed within 20 minutes that I had a change in my state of mind. And ever since then, I believed in our products and I believed in supplementation as an important part of health. So BrainForce Ultra is particularly special because it's a more potent and convenient form than BrainForce Plus. Now, it's not only going to help you with enhanced cognitive function, focus, but it also is going to help you with increased energy levels. We know that the formula includes yerba mate leaf and green tea leaves, both of which contain natural caffeine and polyphenols. These components provide a sustained energy boost without the crash. Ashwagandha root and ginkgo leaf are included for their adaptogenic and antioxidant properties. Not only will this product help enhance mental clarity and focus, enhance energy levels, but it will do so in a way that reduces stress so you don't feel the anxiety associated with too much caffeine, energy drinks, perhaps like an Adderall or a nicotine. These are all great reasons to buy BrainForce Ultra from InfoWarsStore.com. But perhaps the best reason to get this product, BrainForce Ultra, from InfoWarsStore.com is because by buying products from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep InfoWars on the air. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that there's a war on for your mind, that the globalists and transhumanists and the New World Order are trying to conglomerate all political power so they can subjugate humanity for the indefinite future. But we're not going to let that happen because we're going to do things like go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to get BrainForce Ultra. We're going to fight and win the war that is on for our minds, all while keeping InfoWars on the air. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com right now, get BrainForce Ultra, and be the reason we are still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.